Helena Law Firm says the state isn't meeting its constitutional obligation for providing a quality education. MTPR's Austin Amestoy reports Missoula schools are the first to sign on to a potential lawsuit over the issue.
Missoula County Public Schools trustees voted unanimously to join the proposed lawsuit after a presentation from Helena Firm Upper 7. Superintendent Micah Hill said he sees no downside in being the first district to sign on to the suit.
I think there's an opportunity to stand up on behalf of public education in Montana.
The lawsuit isn't filed yet, but would come at a critical time for Montana's public schools. Education advocates have argued for years the state isn't paying enough for schools to recruit and retain teachers, maintain their buildings, and provide a quality education. State lawmakers this year did make new investments in public schools, including a significant pay bump for new teachers. Republican Representative David Beatty of Hamilton chairs a committee that's examining the school funding formula. He argues those investments and the committee's ongoing work make a potential lawsuit premature.
Well, I'm just disappointed that some have decided that the way to evaluate our school funding formula is do so in the courts.
There's a long history of legal disputes over state education funding. The Montana Supreme Court last ruled on the issue in the 2000s, which did change how the state pays for education. Upper 7 founder Riley Summers Flanagan told MTPR the firm intends to file its suit before the end of the year. In Missoula, I'm Austin Amestoy.